When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, is the mayor on? All right, there we go. We finally got her.
So we got Muriel
Bowser. Supposed
to have
her a couple of weeks ago, but now, you know, there's just too much going
now,
on.
Now she finds time for us. Hey, Mayor Bowser.
Yes.
How are you? Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. And to you.
And so just kind of, you know, break this down for us, because now there's a provision to the spending bill. It's way over my head, but there's this provision in the spending bill that was going to be voted on later this week that would transfer control of the land from the federal government to the D.C. government. So talk about how important this is.
It's huge. So when I've been on to talk to you before, I emphasize we got to get control of the land. We've had a lease for many years. We have 14 years left on the lease, and it's restricted. It can only be used for sports or recreational uses. This transfer gives us complete control over the land to develop in the way that serves district residents. And creates connections to the park. 30% of the land will be used for a park. So this just allows D.C. to control our destiny as it relates to 177 acres that's now blighted in the nation's capital.
And it's going to be voted on later this week, correct? That's what the story says.
Yes. Okay. It's a must-pass bill. This is actually a bill that has, you know, many hundreds of millions of dollars of spending. It keeps the government open. It's a continuing resolution and very few attachments, but our RFK legislation is one of them.
All right, explain to me why this is such a game changer for you, because I actually thought this was just a formality. But then I always just figured, okay, they're going to have to obviously get that provision so that they have, you know, right to the property or whatever. But at the end of the day, you're still going to have to come up with a bunch of dough that you're not going to either have or want to come up with. So why is that not still the case?
Well, when you say dough, you mean a deal with the team?
I mean money. Yeah, money to attract them, because you're going to have competitive offers from Maryland, presumably.
There's no site that can compete with our site. It's just that simple.
We financially
in the region, we have the best site in the region. Period. Mm. And when you think about the connections, the transportation connections, the connection with the river, the views, the support from the fan base, we have the best site. And it's really just that simple. And so when we are able to look at how we do the ancillary development around what might be a new stadium. Mm-hmm. We know we get housing, we get entertainment district, we get a park, and we get more jobs for DC residents and for the entire region. So it's going to be a beautiful vision that we look forward to sharing with the community.
All right, so if it's voted on later this week and it passes, then what exactly is the next step?
The next steps are we will proceed with demolishing the current site. We will proceed with developing our vision, having discussions with the team, community, and our stakeholders. And we will aim to have an agreement with the team.
So this is a big deal, Mayor
Bowser.
It's a
very big deal. Yeah.
What is the time frame where you feel like you could get a commitment from the team?
From Josh Harris.
Well, I always think we should do things yesterday. I think they have a very significant time crunch. They have a lease, and Josh Harris has stated publicly he'd like to be in the stadium by 2030. And in order for all of those things to happen, I think that we have to have an agreement this year.
Mm. Wow, this year. So you're saying in 2025. You're not saying 2024.
2025.
Yeah. 2025. Yeah.
You've been very busy. You got a lot of stuff going on with these sports teams. We talked to you about
Ted
Leontis.
We do. You know what happened yesterday? We got our final vote on my monumental sports and entertainment legislation. And as soon as I get the bill from the council, I'll be signing it. They'll be going to close and getting to work on transforming our Cat One Arena. It's going to be an amazing downtown development, and we've already seen kind of the bounce back in the downtown, and we're really proud that Monumental Sports is going to be our partner until at least 2050.
I mean, you're revitalizing that, and then you possibly can get the Commanders at RFK, at the RFK site.
And then
that's huge.
Yeah, it was a big sports day. The biggest, yeah. The big turnaround from last year this time.
Right. But it's quite a comeback if you're able to actually pull it off. Do you envision it being like, because others have suggested, like another Navy Yard in that area? Do you have the acreage and the ability to do that?
It's larger than that. And so think about some of the large federal parcels like the Wharf. Mm-hmm. Navy Yard, Walter Reed, St. Elizabeth's, is larger than that. So the answer is yes. If you're thinking about, are we going to have entertainment, restaurants, we will have more sports uses. We already have ball fields there. We will have a DC Parks and Rec indoor sportsplex there. And we will have a park that connects to the Anacostia River. So like the Wharf enliven the Potomac River and really underutilized waterfront, that's what we know that a development at RFK can do in the Anacostia River.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Great job. And right, good luck on everything else.
Whoa. And we will pull it off.
You sound very confident.
I'm not going to bet against you at this point.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Don't bet against me. Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. I'll tell you what. She's a tough lady.
Mayor Bowser getting stuff done.
It'd be quite a coup. Because she went from 6 months ago having no hoop team, no hockey team.
They were in Virginia, and Josh Harris is going to move.
Football
maybe,
team.
Yeah, Josh Harris is going to move to Virginia.
What a comeback. What a political comeback. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
I would have bet against it. I would have bet both of them staying against that. But
I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Yeah.
Guess it is.
All right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.